Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, the weekly spin-off podcast. Well, I say weekly, but it was bi-weekly this week because for the past few weeks, I've been across in Los Angeles, California, researching a story about Columbo, one of the best on-screen sleuths, one of the best on-screen detectives in TV history. Dad and I are both fans of him, and so I've been across there doing research and stuff, so we recorded a whole bunch of Loose Ends episodes and Loose Units episodes. I didn't get to go to the location of the Black Dahlia killing, sadly, but speaking of strange locations, Dad, you are currently all the way over in Thailand, is that correct?
Thailand. I'm sitting in our lounge room. I'll try and paint a picture for our listeners. It's dark outside. It's pissing down. I neglected to put the air conditioner on, so I'm sitting here with a cup of hot black coffee because it's early and I'm sort of trying to, you know, make myself feel alert, as I always do for a podcast. And
you can't soft sand run in Thailand, can you? You can't get your fix.
Well, I could go down and do it, but I was very, very good for about a week. My Danish running companion said, when you go on holidays, you just stop exercising, and I vowed not to. I was very rigorous and determined, but we've been doing a lot of traveling. We flew into Bangkok. We spent a few nights in Bangkok. We then flew to Phuket, where we hooked up with your brother, Mark, and his wife. We spent a few nights there. We then flew back to Bangkok. We then had a driver pick us up to take us on a long drive, sort of heading south in Thailand, around the Bay of Thailand, to a town called Wahin, where we have a house up in the mountains, where there are wild elephants, monkeys, snakes, cobras even, wild cats. It's quite extraordinary. You've been here, Paul, you and Tegan. And, I mean, the heat is, it's oppressive. I don't understand. I mean, I guess the only way I can sort of rationalize people over here being able to cope in, and I guess in any Asian country with, and perhaps Middle Eastern countries, although that's a very dry heat, is that I guess if you've been born in that environment and you've known nothing else. But, you know, I don't understand how people can sleep without air conditioning. We have our air conditioners going all the time. And, yeah, so it's been pretty full on. We're heading back to dear Sydney, and then a few days later, weirdly, we fly to Melbourne to hook up with you and Tegan for something very exciting. Well, I guess a little over a week from now. In fact, hang on,
It's not long now. I mean, we've got live shows. We've got two live shows in a row. We've got a really great set list lined up. By the way, we've still got a chunk of seats available for the show that we're doing on the 3rd of December, which is a Saturday afternoon. It's 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. That is the earliest show we've ever done. It's practically a breakfast show. And tickets are on sale right now. They're $35 a piece. We are meeting and greeting, taking photos of people, kissing babies, signing copies of the book. So we really want to sell that show out. It's going to be an interesting one because the stories you tell are pretty intense. You're going to be telling some stories that you've told on stage before, but not for a long time. And I think there's some in there that you haven't ever told in Melbourne. And also, it's just going to be great to see people again. But make sure you grab your tickets right now. Go to the Comedy Republic website and grab your tickets because we are dying to see you all there. It's going to be so intense. And also, interestingly, the first show that we've done in many years since COVID slapped this world around. The first live show we're doing is the day before. It's the night before, actually. So we'll be coming off the back of a show. Now, Dad, not many people know this, but the second show, I think, is always slightly better because you warmed up, right? You've gotten into the rhythm of things. I mean, you get quite nervous. I never tell you this because it doesn't help, but I get just as nervous. I just don't talk about it.
That's comforting, Paul. I feel good now. Because although we've got 2 years of podcasts under our belt, which is a lot.
What do you mean? We've done more than 2 years.
No, 2 years since the last live show.
Oh, shit. I thought you were forgetting that we've been doing the podcast for like 5 years. And also, Dad, just quick little milestone. We've just crossed the 7 million listens mark.
Tegan called me yesterday. I was actually sitting in a rather bizarre place. And those people that have seen my Instagram photo of that weird head on a bed, that is very, very disturbing. Now,
What was that exactly?
Well, I wanted to sort of clarify. Some people wrote to me, and I just wanted to explain that, you know, that's just not a photo that I've just plucked off the internet. And I perhaps should have. I was going to. Look, I'm fairly weirdly, particularly the guys out there, I'm really fessing up big time here, and I have mixed feelings about what I'm about to say, but I was having a pedicure. Is that weird?
Nothing wrong with the pedi. A mani-pedi or just a pedi?
I don't even like that term, that we put Y's on the end and replace the back half of the word.
What I don't like is that in Melbourne, when you have a sign that lets pedestrians cross, it says give way to peds.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Don't love that.
So I wanted to include in the photo my left foot, which I think is the name of a film. Is it?
Yeah, it's got Daniel Day-Lewis, and he gets a pedicure about halfway through, I think. It's like a kind of plot point. No, of course he doesn't. He doesn't get a fucking
point. Oh, okay. Anyway, look, I was very self-conscious about, but I wanted to kind of, put my foot in the photo, listeners, so you could sort of even do my foot slightly out of focus to concentrate on the head. But this was a totally surreal experience, and I would love to have sort of filmed it for our listeners, but I will...
Dad, you got to be careful with foot stuff. The internet's a dark and strange place. There are people who... I was briefly embroiled in a foot fetish website because I posted a picture of myself with no shoes on and it got screen capped and then shared amongst a bunch of foot fetishists. So you don't want to just go putting free footage... Yeah, I guess what I'm saying, Dad, is if you're going to do it, you've got to charge for it.
No. Look, I don't want to go into the whole... Fuck. I don't want to go foot weird, but... I was stopped in a shopping centre once by a particularly attractive woman who wasn't looking at me. Have I told you the story?
I don't think so.
Pretty weird. Okay. But it was kind of nice in a way because I wear thongs. And that very senior officer in the Royal Australian Navy and his wife and dog actually stopped at a park bench some weeks ago, you may recall, Paul, in Rushcutters Bay. And he actually said to me, I recognise you by your, well, I guess he said the thongs. And then as he came round, his sort of feelings were confirmed. So I obviously have a bit of a reputation for wearing thongs all year round.
It's your look. You know, I've got the kind of floral shirts thing. You've got the thongs, yeah.
And this particular woman stops me in a shopping centre in Sydney. And she, you can cut this out if you want to because it's a bit weird, but, and it's true, and it's obviously true, but, and she just was staring at my feet. And then she looked up and she said, you've got the most beautiful feet. I'm serious. And I was actually chuffed.
I'm not laughing at the,
No, it was a compliment.
Yeah, of course.
And when I wanted to include my left foot in the photo yesterday because it was just to let people know that this is not a staged photo. And for those people that wonder what I'm talking about, I'm going to do something a little bit unusual, Paul. I will actually send you the photo, the weird photo of the head, but my foot will be included in the photo.
You're going to send me the unedited version?
Yeah.
This one's going to go, by the way, we were going to charge $5 a pop for this for any foot fetishists out there. Yeah, great.
And if anyone wants to blow it up and have it like a poster on their wall, at least send me a small royalty.
Good luck to you. Good God.
But anyway, look, so shall I just paint a picture of this? Because some really weird things have been happening in Thailand while we've been here, and it's always the case. I wanted to touch on, and maybe you can bring me back to the head story, Paul, but a person in this country managed to acquire a police uniform, a very senior, high-ranking police uniform.
Right.
They then filled a car with explosives.
Oh, God.
They then drove it into a police compound and blew the fuck out of the place.
Now, did this happen while you were
there? This happened in the last few days.
Oh, God, Dad.
And the terrible thing about this particular story, listeners, is that I doubt any of you will ever hear about it. That's the level of things that happen in countries. And because there's so much, can you imagine running a broadsheet or, you know, running a news station, for example, and having to choose the stories for the news? And sometimes I feel as though they really miss the mark. And of course, if there's a big event in the world like, you know, the World Cup soccer, which is a fascinating, you know, the backstories are just quite extraordinary, as we all know. A lot of news, I mean, events don't just stop. In people's minds, you know, you tend to forget about things that are happening. Like I just read this morning, just a couple of minutes ago, about, you know, the power and water completely cut off in the capital in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And because the world's talking about other things, I guess my point is that there's only a finite amount of sort of room for, you know, for chatter. And of course,
go on.
I was just going to say that, you know, things get lost and things never, you know, some of the stories that Mark has told me about some of the crime gangs, particularly Chinese crime gangs that have infiltrated, some of them, there was a story Mark told me a few days ago that it's such an extraordinary story, Paul, that I just find it difficult to get my brain to wrap it around this particular event. But Mark told me that there are so many crime gangs that operate at very, very high levels. They have infiltrated certain levels of the defense and military police forces. And there was a situation recently where neighbors in a particular, residents in a neighborhood were just in awe of this particular house that had been built. And it had the royal sort of gold standards on the front fence. It had guards. And there was like a motorcade that regularly came down and the gates would open and it was a royal motorcade. So the people ostensibly were thinking that this was in fact, you know, members of the Thai royal family.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that the police did a raid and it had nothing to do with the royal family, but they found inside this huge walk-in safe uniforms used by the inner sanctum of the Thai royal family's sort of elite guard. They had all the uniforms. They had uniforms of the most highly decorated senior police officers in the Thai police force.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Had cars with the Royal Standard flags. You know those little flags when they're going down, like doing a motorcade?
Yeah.
Motorcade.
Yeah.
They had all the vehicles, all the number plates. Can you imagine what they potentially were considering doing? It defies description. And it's scary to think that they accessed all this sort of paraphernalia, and it was just that the residents thought that this was all just a normal ridgy-didge sort of event, and eventually it came undone, and there's a lot more to the story. But again, it's a story that we'll probably never hear about in the Australian press. And it's, I guess, when you were in America recently, in fact, whilst I was having that surreal experience, listeners, yesterday with the head, back to this head, that head actually, when I first saw it, I was disturbed because I didn't know what it was, and it was very creepy and it was set up. But can you guess what the head's actually for, Paul?
Training hairdressers, maybe?
Correct. Eyelashes.
Really?
Yeah. And it was just kind of, it's very disturbing. But as I said, I'll send it to you. But Paul, I was sitting having my feet worked on, and Tegan called me, and she told me that you had had a terrible, terrible trip coming back, and long trip, and I believe you suffered a migraine, and you took some medication, Paul, but that medication, was that actually prescribed to you?
No, it wasn't. I've, as everybody knows, my migraines know no limits, and I've been getting really fit to try and counteract them and sleeping on the floor and doing all kinds of stuff. And because I was away for about 2 weeks, and eventually what happened was the headache started to creep back, and I realized, oh, I'm in for a 17-hour flight from hell unless I have something to knock this on the head. So I talked to a friend of mine and said, look, do you have any, first of all, do you have any sleeping tablets? And do you have anything that could help the pain of a very serious headache? So he gave me this tablet, gave me Tramadol, which is an opioid. And as we all know in America, there is a bit of a problem with that stuff. And now I know why. So about 7 hours into the flight, I took a sleeping tablet and half of one of these Tramadol tablets. And what followed can only be described as The Exorcist. I mean, it was just... Dad, it was full-blown nausea, mania.
Sorry. And it's terrible, amplified because you're in a capsule.
And the migraine didn't go away, by the way. So it was a migraine plus all this other stuff. And then, of course, the vomiting started. And poor Tegan is sitting there next to me. God, thank God. We had a seat empty between us. We did that thing where we gambled and went, all right, I'll get the window, you get the aisle, and we'll pray that no one sits between us. And they didn't. But what did happen was... I had to start filling these bags. Anyway, I'm not going to go into detail because some people listen to this show at breakfast. But what basically happened was, yes, this is technically a crime-related show. And as far as crimes go, I think taking medication that wasn't prescribed to you is a very minor one. But there's a reason Happy Healthy Harold told you not to just take whatever you wanted.
Did you fill up the cabin with the smell of your vomit?
Actually, no. It was kind of odorless, you know?
That's rare.
I might be an absolute freak, but at least I'm an odorless freak. So I had the sort of temerity to keep going and going and going. And then the baggage claim took 90 minutes. So I was sitting there sort of passing out with tears streaming down my face for 90 minutes in the baggage carousel. Thing.
Look, it's really, really upsetting. Paul, Christine and I were watching Netflix in Thailand, which is which is really good. And last night, we started watching a new series called Wednesday.
Ah, the Addams Family thing, yes.
Yes, and on the very first episode, she goes to a she's going to a new school for interesting people, you know, werewolves and people with no faces. Really, really interesting. And her teacher, her like her form mistress, she's profiled Wednesday and she presents her, get ready for this, listeners, with a flower. Can you guess what the flower is, Paul?
I can't.
A black dahlia. And they make a particular, specific reference to the three-parter we've just concluded.
Hang on.
How is that?
Hang on. What do you wait? What do you mean?
Well, they, she, the young girl Wednesday looks at this black dahlia, which I've never seen one in the flesh. And if this was a realistic example of what it actually looks like, it's a fucking creepy plant. And then she just starts talking about the unsolved murders from the 1940s of the famous Black Dahlia case. And I just thought, that is so bizarre.
Weird. That's very weird.
Yep. Weird. And Paul, something I believe, I mean, it's very, very nice for our listeners to sort of come on the journey. And look, listeners, I don't want to bang on about it, but live shows are fucking incredible. You know, yes, I'm shitting myself on stage. Paul managed to somehow sort of lasso me back into the real world and stop me going down that dreaded rabbit hole, which I know listeners really, really like. But to sort of be in a room with our fans is very exciting. And speaking of exciting things, Paul, I believe that you've also got something very exciting happening too, and it involves your best man and a very, very famous. I mean, I've seen the shorts for the book launch, and I believe you're actually going to be, it's to do with a very famous person that has something to do with Star Trek.
Yes, technically speaking, it's Captain Kirk adjacent. Well, basically, Josh Brandon, who is a very good friend of mine, and he was at the wedding of Tegan and myself with Dad and Mom and everyone over in Paris. And he just co-wrote William Shatner's new book with him and in a special spin-off episode of Loose Ends. So a loose ends, if you will, a loose ends. I'll be chatting with Josh about the book. So that's very exciting. It's
incredible.
Yeah, it's going to be happening on the 5th in Melbourne, and we'll pop the details in that episode for you. But Dad, closing out, I just wanted to chat very, very briefly and say, okay, you've spent a lot of time now in Thailand and you've spent a lot of time in Australia. Which would you say is safer crime-wise from your perspective?
I would say it's a very, very good question.
Okay.
And I've actually been giving that a lot of consideration. And I have to be slightly careful with what I say, but just let me say that there was a police officer that strangled a... he used a series of plastic bags over this guy's head in trying to extract... you know, certain information from an offender at, in a police station in this country that I'm in at the moment. And it was fortunately slash unfortunately, it was videotaped. And they didn't just put one bag over the guy's head. They put multiple bags. And you can actually see the guy because there's no censorship on Thai TV.
Oh, that's right.
So it's if you want to sort of get your jollies off watching real horror... come to Asia and just, just zone out on, graphic, gratuitous, uncensored, horrific, sickening violence, which I've seen a little bit of it. I don't particularly enjoy it. This particular police officer, the guy dies on film. And one of his junior... police officers leaked it. Anyway, they've arrested the guy, they've charged him, and he has his nickname is Johnny Ferrari. This is a Bangkok police officer.
Oh my God.
And his car collection is worth more than a billion I'm not sure whether it's baht or dollars. Actually, it doesn't really matter. But it's a collection that is staggering. And they talk about how on earth he could have purchased the cars and the multiple condominiums, etc., on a monthly income of 47,000 baht, which is not a lot of money. Some people might like to do the calculations. It's 25 baht to the dollar. Do the maths. It's sweet, sweet FA. But back to your point, Paul, I'm sort of talking about this from a very Sydney-centric perspective, because that's where I live and that's where I worked as a police officer. Yep. Yes, and of course I travel to Melbourne, and I guess Sydney-Melbourne police similar. I can't talk about, for example, policing in Western Australia, and I certainly can't talk about policing in the Northern Territory. And I believe that policing in the Northern Territory in particular, and perhaps regional remote places in WA and perhaps, you know, far southeast and north Queensland, would be very, very different to policing in, for example, the southern states. Although the principles are the same, they are dealing with completely different circumstances. So I guess I'm sort of circumventing my answer, but I would have to go with Australia, without a doubt. If you had have said to me, okay, John, what about comparing Japan and Australia, then that's would probably be a very different answer. But if you said to me, you know, southern Italy and Australia, again, I'd be, well, it's very interesting, Paul. But it's a fascinating place, and I guess Australians come to Thailand and Asian countries to experience the points of difference, and it is very, very different, and it's certainly not a cheap place to travel. A coffee here, if you go into a decent coffee place, you'll pay between $5 and $7 for a coffee.
Yeah.
So don't come over to Thailand thinking it's, you know, and if you want to sort of rough it, yeah, that's fine, but that's not my style. I like to, you know, have a good time. But I'm looking forward to coming back to Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you and Tegan in Melbourne. And I'm looking forward to seeing all our...
all our fans on stage. Can't wait.
Well, the fans actually won't be on stage, will they?
Oh, not unless things get a bit weird. Yeah, but you never know.
Someone could throw a baby up.
Sure. You know, hopefully we'll catch it.
But we have had a warning about babies. If you do bring them, make sure you stick something in their ears.
Yep, and that seems more likely if you're bringing them to the show on the 3rd. So make sure you get your dang tickets. Let's fill this up, baby. Oh, no, another baby. Well, thank you so much for listening to another Loose Ends. We've had such a great time. Stay tuned for my chat with Josh Brandon, the co-author of William Shatner's new book. Next week, we're going to be back with a San Fantastic, I almost said. That seems very disrespectful. Next week, we're going to be back with a crime that happened in San Francisco. It is the subject of much rumor mongering and much mystery. It involves a chef who went missing. It is absolutely bizarre. You may already know about this case. I won't spoil anything for you, but Dad and I are going to spend the weekend digging deep into this case. And as always, have a wonderful weekend, everyone. It is so genuinely lovely to be back with you all live. And we'll see you very, very soon for more Loose Units. Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.